Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Fire Shut Up My Bones. Turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 21, verses 18 through 21. It says, if a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of his father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, will not hearken unto them, then shall his father and his mother lay hold on him and bring him unto the elders of the city and unto the gate of his place. And they shall say unto the elders of the city, This is our son. This our son is stubborn and rebellious, and will not obey our voice. He is a glutton and a drunkard. And all the men of the city shall stone him with stones, that he die, so that shall put away evil from among you, and all Israel shall hear and fear. All right, let's pray. Lord, help us, teach us, just in our prayer. Amen. So I've heard this verse being used as, oh, you see that? It's different back then. If your child is disobedient, you got to take him out and stone him. But that's not, in a sequence of events, that's not what happened. That's not what's happening in this passage here. You know, a child acts up one time and you go kill him. I disagree with that. Nor does the scripture indicate that this child is a child anymore. This child obviously grew up, didn't want to listen, and will eventually become a bad influence on the children growing up. Okay, how do I know that? Okay, go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 13. Following the Lord is a very serious thing, a very serious thing. You have to follow the Lord. Now look at this. It says, Deuteronomy 13:6. If thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son, or thy daughter, or thy wife of the bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly. What do you think is going to happen to that child that grew up and did not respond to chastisement? He will influence the brethren around him to rebel against God. Okay, that's why they killed him. If thy brethren, thy son of thy mother, or the son of thy daughter, or thy wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly, that's behind closed doors, like saying, hey man, we don't have to listen to God, forget these prophets, man, forget Moses, saying, let us go and serve other gods which thou hast not known, thou nor thy fathers, namely of the gods of the people which are around about you, nigh unto thee, or far off from thee, from the one end of the earth even unto the other end of the earth. Now look at this. Thou shalt not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shall thine eye pity him. Okay, don't feel bad for him. Neither shalt thou spare, neither shalt thou conceal him. But thou shalt surely kill him. Thine hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. And thou shalt stone him with stones, that he die, because he hath sought to thrust thee away from the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. And all Israel shall hear and fear, like, we need to obey the Lord here, and shall do no more such wickedness as this thing among you. Okay, if thou shalt hear say in one assembly, blah, 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 blah. Okay, look at this. If thou shalt hear say in one of the cities which the Lord thy God hath given unto thee to dwell therein, certain men, the children of Belial, are gone out from among you, and have withdrawn the inhabitants of their city, saying, let us go and serve other gods which ye have not known. Then shalt thou inquire and make search and ask diligently, and behold, if it be truth and the thing certain, this such abomination is wrought among you, thou shalt surely smite the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it utterly, and all that is therein, and the cattle thereof, with the edge of the sword. Okay, let's stop right there. The thought of is rooting out a very bad influence. Okay, the verse that I read in Deuteronomy, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Hey, look. Being chastised is not fun. However, all you have to do is just listen to the chastisement. Repent. When look around. Not all the time when some bad things are happening in your life means that you are being chastised. But it's a good idea to start examining yourself. Like, okay, What's going on here? Is this a trial or am I doing something sinful in my life and God's trying to get my attention? That's what chastisement does. Okay, so point number one was rooting out the evil influences. And then point number two is God killing the saint. Now, when does that happen? When the saint does not listen to the Lord, God takes them out. That's why I just read it. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father? That's big F, Father. That's talking about God of spirits and live? Question mark. Hey, either listen, get right, or God's going to take you home. Okay, God does that. All right, let me read my notes for you so we can better understand what I'm trying to get at here. Deuteronomy 21, 18, 21 was never saying to kill a child if he disobeys. The context is that the son, after being chastised, refuses to repent, but instead grows up to be a rebellious person or a drunkard. You remember, Deuteronomy 13 talks about removing those bad influences, but instead grows up to be a rebellious drunkard. They're no longer a child anymore. The rebel is then executed so that people will fear. That's what it says in Deuteronomy 21. 21. Let me read that for you. And I accidentally closed it out of it. Okay, here it is. 21, 21. It says, and all the men of his city shall stone him with stones that he dies, so that shall put evil away from among you. And all Israel shall hear and fear. Like, you know what? We need to follow God. This is serious. Okay? There is a reason for chastity. Do we fear when God chastises us? Like, you know what? Something is about to happen. I need to get right with God. Hebrews 12 says that God chastises his sons, but if we refuse to repent, God the Father will take us home. I just read that. Now look at what happened to David. When David sinned with Bathsheba, and you can see that in 2 Samuel 11, 27, he was convicted heavily by God for about 6 months to a year, right? How do you know that? Go with me to Psalm 32. Psalm 32. Psalm 32. Okay, verse 1. Blessed is whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence.
Daddy.
That's Archibald. Go over there. Go on the couch.
Daddy.
Go on the couch. I'll come back. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. When I kept silence, that was when David was not doing right. He was trying to go away from the Lord. Okay, that's what happens when someone is in a backslidden nature. They don't want to have nothing to do with God. All right, but he couldn't help it. When he kept silent, his bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. What does it mean when it says roaring all the day long? Let me check my notes here. That's three. Groaning. He was groaning. He's like, man, wax means to grow. And roaring means groaning. G-R-O-A-N-I-N-G. Like, oh, man, I need to get back to the Lord. This is not good. For day and night, thy hand. That's talking about God was heavy upon me. My moisture's turned into the drought of summer. Selah. Selah means think about it. And then in verse 5, he said, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgression unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. God forgave him. Let's keep reading my notes. The first step of chastisement is guilt. We saw that in Psalm 32. I just read it. And then warning from God comes through the preacher. Right? God warns us to get right. So we better listen. In 2 Samuel 12, verse 7, we read, and Nathan said to David. Now, Nathan is preaching against David's sin. Thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. God was pointing out David's sin with direct confrontational preaching. David reacted to preaching the correct way by repenting. For had he not repented, God would have killed him. You see, how do you know that? Okay, look at 2 Samuel 12, 13. It says, and David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. He's admitting his sin. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord also hath put away thy sin. thou shalt not die. What if David continued in his sin? He would have died. All right, we just read that in Hebrews 12. Let's go back to Hebrews 12. I got to read it again so we can get the understanding of this. Hebrews 12, and it says there, where is this thing? Furthermore, have we had fathers of our flesh which corrected us and we gave them reverence? Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? We better listen to God the Father or else he'll kill us. Okay, that shall not die. God forgave David and repented. All right. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We're done, but I just want to clear that up. Deuteronomy 21 has been taken out of context. It's not talking about a kid rebels and you just blow his head off. No. This is talking about a person who resists chastisement, grows up, doesn't want to get right. In those days, they killed him. How does that relate to us today? Let me tell you something. I'll leave you with this. If you're a saved child of God and you're continuing in sin, it bothers you, but you're ignoring it. You hear preaching about it and you ignore it and you still don't want to get right. God will kill you. Lord, thank you for this day. Forgive my sins, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. And help us to really understand what this is talking about here and really apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That I just read, it's not talking about killing your son because he disobeyed you. No, it's not talking about that. This is talking about a person who does not want to repent after he gets chastised. And according to the verses that I just read, in Deuteronomy 13, he will eventually be a very bad influence among the children of Israel. So point number one, removing bad influences. That's why they killed him. Okay, let's keep reading. If a man have a stubborn and rebellious son, which will not obey the voice of the father or the voice of his mother, and that when they have chastened him, no, look at that, chastened him. Okay, that's what people miss. He already got the chastening. They beat him. It's not when the child rebels that you go kill him. No, it's repeated chastisement. He did not heed to chastisement, grew up, became a drunkard, and eventually will influence other children not to fear the law. And all the men of the city shall stone him with stones that he die. So shalt thou put evil away from among you. It's evil. I mean, come on. You get beaten and you still don't listen. And all Israel shall hear and fear. It will cause the others to say, you know what? I better listen to the chastisement type of thing here. Okay. Now, what is that a picture of? You know, there's a lot of things in the Bible that we can learn from. Is God really this way? Will he kill the saints for not listening? Let me rephrase that. Will he kill the saint after chastisement? So that's point number two. So point number one was removing bad influences. Okay. But now that's the Old Testament, right? But does God still do that? Point number two, death after chastisement. You say, what in the world? Let me tell you something. In Hebrews chapter 12, it says that God chastises his saints, his children. If you're saved, which is you called upon the name of the Lord and asked Jesus to save you, you automatically became the son of God, according to John chapter 1. To them gave he power to become. Let's read that. Go with me to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Let me see if I can turn here fast. This is Luke. Here's John. Okay, John 12, John 10, John 2. Okay. Now. Is it 12? Yes, John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now, let's go to John chapter 12. I mean, Hebrews 12. Hebrews 12. I always miss Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12. Let's read that. Look at how God addresses those that are his children. If you endure chastening, God dealing with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? Okay? God chastises his kids. But if ye be without chastening, whereof all are ye partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Okay? Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much more be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? Okay, if you don't heed to chastisement, what happens to you? You drop dead. God will kill you. Okay? For they verily for a few days chastening us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous. You don't tithe, your house burns down. You don't tithe, someone crashes into your car. Okay? Or you owe the Lord $150. You don't give it to him. All right? 10%. Then you lose something that's worth $150. Something breaks that's worth $150. That's how God works. Joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, after it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up thine hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. It's talking about someone that's tired of getting his butt whipped all the time. And make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame. Thank you. That which is lame.